Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Bombshell at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor. Bombshell is based on the true story of how former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes was brought down by allegations of sexual harassment in 2016. This film stars Nicole Kidman as former Fox News personality Gretchen Carlson, Charlize Theron as former Fox personality Megyn Kelly, and Margot Robbie is a fictionalized sort of amalgam of several young women who worked at Fox and who had stories about Roger Ailes. Oh, and John Lithgow is also here playing Roger Ailes. Bombshell takes us back and forth between the experiences of our three principal women, although I suppose the movie is mostly Gretchen Carlson's story. See, when the film begins, we meet wide-eyed Margot Robbie as Kayla. She's just gotten a dream job working at Fox News, and she's an idealistic young Christian conservative. She's doing assistant work or something for Kidman's Gretchen Carlson, but wants to move up, and so she lands a spot working for Bill O'Reilly. It's there that she meets an assistant played by Kate McKinnon, who sort of explains to us how Fox News works. If it will scare your grandmother and make your grandfather angry, she says, then it's a Fox story. We also get an explanation of the Fox operations from a fourth wall breaking Megyn Kelly. On top of that, we learn a lot about Roger Ailes, the head of this operation. He's built Fox News from the ground up with the money of Rupert Murdoch. We learn that Roger is paranoid, and he can also make or break a budding Fox News personality. We find out that the fact that most of the women on Fox are blondes who wear leg-revealing skirts is also Roger's doing. It's a visual medium, he explains. Anyway, as we meet Gretchen Carlson and Megyn Kelly, we learn about how a woman at Fox will interact with Roger. In fact, we learn about life at Fox as a woman in general. And it's, well, sexist and pandering. Gretchen Carlson seems to get it the worst, you know, working for Fox and Friends, listening to joking remarks about how she's a skirt and whatnot. She's fed up and angry that Roger Ailes pulled her from Fox and Friends and stuck her in the afternoon dead zone, where it is noted she helped to increase the ratings. Gretchen Carlson has been taking notes for about the past year, writing down everything that everyone at Fox says to her. She's also recording her demeaning interactions with Roger Ailes and has already lined up attorneys to sue him for sexual harassment. Then there's Megyn Kelly. We meet her about the same time that she's moderating a Republican presidential debate. Kelly asks some tough questions of one Donald Trump, and he does not like it at all. Trump goes on a Twitter rampage about Megyn Kelly in the days that follow, and she has to take a break for a little while in the hope that his rabid disciples will calm down. Well, they don't, and when Kelly finally returns to work, the Trump hurricane is now a Category 5. Not even Roger Ailes can protect her, and he tells her to make nice with Mr. Trump. Meanwhile, we also check in with Margot Robbie from time to time. She's learning the ropes at Fox News. She also really has to learn the ropes when she gets a one-on-one meeting with Roger Ailes. And this is an incredibly creepy scene. Ailes has her hike up her skirt and twirl around in front of him, and it's uncomfortable. She doesn't like it, we don't like it, but he sure does. The fact that Margot Robbie and John Lithgow were able to act out what ends up happening in this scene speaks to their talents as performers. It's gross what happens. Okay, so then Gretchen Carlson gets fired, and her lawsuit against Roger Ailes drops. From there, things at Fox are in a nosedive as an investigation into the conduct of Roger Ailes begins. We meet his wife, we meet his lawyers, we meet Rupert Murdoch, played by Malcolm McDowell. As things are kind of up in the air about the fate of Roger Ailes, we see Megyn Kelly now pondering whether she should publicly defend Roger, as many others are doing. And she can't bring herself to do it. That's because Megyn Kelly, too, once had an incident with Roger Ailes years ago, and she thinks there's something to Gretchen Carlson's allegations. For that matter, Margot Robbie starts to come clean to Kate McKinnon about how far her experience with Roger went. Thankfully, we don't have to watch the worst of it. Charlize Theron's Megyn Kelly here is in a conundrum. She knows of many good things that Roger Ailes has done over the years. He's helped out many Fox employees who were in a bind. He's given many people chances. But then again, she also knows that he's a creep. The pressure mounts on her to say something one way or another, but she keeps hesitating. And then she makes her decision. So, Roger Ailes is brought down in a spectacular fashion. The movie ends with Nicole Kidman's Gretchen Carlson telling us that she's not legally allowed to talk about her story, but maybe one day it will get out. Wink, wink. So, Bombshell is an uncomfortable, entertaining, and interesting film. It tells a story that I didn't really know much about, and it gives us the juicy glimpse into the inner workings of Fox News that some of us may have been hoping for. Then again, I also feel like it was holding back at times. This film depends on the work of its cast, two of whom are playing real-life celebrities. Charlize Theron's performance, on the surface, is the most impressive. She transforms into Megyn Kelly for this movie, and the first time I saw a trailer for Bombshell, I thought I was just looking at archival footage of the real Megyn Kelly. No Nope, it was Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly. She embodies this person quite convincingly, and I liked the determination of her character. The praise that Theron is getting is appropriate. This is a solid performance. But then again, there's Nicole Kidman. I found myself respecting her performance more throughout the film. She's the less aggressive of the two, but she's really the one who is taking a stand. There's a quiet dignity to the portrayal. By the end of the movie, when we learn exactly how Gretchen Carlson constructed this lawsuit against Roger Ailes, we see that she's kind of a genius, or at least her attorneys were. And Nicole Kidman conveys all this well. Her performance is less flashy than Charlize Theron's, but it's more crucial to the story. But finally, there's Margot Robbie. She has some very uncomfortable scenes in this film, and when it all finally breaks her down, she really breaks down. Margot Robbie delivers a powerful performance here. Once again, Margot Robbie deserves to win whatever awards she's nominated for this year. At different points throughout Bombshell, she's naive, jaded, vulnerable, and broken. Margot Robbie excels in Bombshell. Maybe the fact that she isn't playing an existing person helped her to craft such an excellent performance? I don't know, but I think she was the best of our principals. And finally, there's John Lithgow, who's so great pretty much no matter what role you put him in. He's this sleazy Roger Ailes guy here, decked out in a fat suit. He's good old reliable John Lithgow, and he's great. Bombshell was written by Charles Randolph, and I appreciate that he was able to present us a complex story in a coherent and engaging way. He balances our main characters well, and I followed the events depicted in Bombshell well enough throughout. The director here is Jay Roach, the same director who brought us the Austin Powers movies, oddly enough. He crafts a good film here. The movie's a lot like The Big Short or Vice in that it's giving us a true story that is reason for outrage, but obviously with some gaps that had to be filled in through competent screenwriting and a little humor. Nothing that happens in this film is difficult to believe except for maybe the Kate McKinnon character, who is a little over the top as a closet liberal hiding out at Fox News. That did have me scratch my head a little. So, how accurate is Bombshell? I don't know. I never watched Fox News except for about a year in 1998, so I can't say I have any particular insight on this topic. When the real-life Roger Ailes scandal was going down, I was only slightly aware of it. I vaguely remember that seemingly both Gretchen Carlson and Megyn Kelly went rogue at about the same time, and apparently there were others, but I don't remember any of this in detail. It's interesting to think that this all went down prior to the Me Too movement. Does that mean anything? I'm not sure, just a thought. Look, Bombshell is not the blow-me-away kind of movie that its title seems to promise. I feel like it should have been more biting and it should have given us more insight into whatever was going on with Fox News and specifically Bill O'Reilly. I feel like there's still plenty of stuff this movie could have told us about but doesn't. If you're a fan of Fox News, then you obviously won't like this film. And if you're looking to be outraged, you may find this movie doesn't go far enough. I mean, there's the one uncomfortable scene between John Lithgow and Margot Robbie, but we don't actually have to watch any of the things others went through. So, for what it is, Bombshell is an entertaining and interesting film. Plus, it gives us three great leads, and it is fun to watch them. I give Bombshell a 3.5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.